I got stuff for you.
Holy moly. I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah. But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants.
I've seen a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Welcome back to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. I am the great and powerful mystery.
And I'm Jay Clone 17.
Boop, boop, pop, pop. And today we are joined by famous documentarian, musician, podcast extraordinaire, dog man wrestler, good friend of the show. We love this man to death, Joel Thomas.
By the way, Batman does have red eyes and wings, so Jay's not wrong with that in the intro. And right. If anybody didn't see, you can't see what happened. I was dancing throughout this new intro because I've heard the intro, but I've never been a part of the show since the new intro.
Oh, that's right.
And obviously you had some nice smooth tones from Justin from Appalachian Intelligence to bring it in, nice southern drawl to lure everybody in before you guys start talking about poop and Batman and all that good stuff.
That's right. So. That's right.
Poop and Batman. That's a good that's a good like moniker for the show.
That's fair.
But we have Joel on to talk about their newest project, and it comes out May 5th. Right?
Got it. Okay. May 5th. 7 p.m., you can go to moment.co and you can get tickets there. So I'm sure you guys will have the link in the description that people can get to. It's going to be a crazy, crazy film. It's got Wes Germer attached to it, which Wes has never been a part of any projects before, even though he's been invited to do plenty to talk about his experience. And if anybody doesn't know who Wes Germer is in this field, you're definitely brand new to Bigfoot and Sasquatch because he is the head of Sasquatch Chronicles, which is one of the largest, if not the largest, Bigfoot and cryptid podcast in the world. Mm-hmm. So Wes is a good friend of Tony Merkel's, and Tony convinced Wes to be a part of this film. So we would go out to Washington to go to the area that the crazy story of Wes and his brother, when they had the experience with three different Bigfoot, and they were basically bluff charged by a large one for over an hour. And it's pretty wild. And like I said, if people are in this cryptid space, they've probably heard the story, but they've never seen Wes talk about it. I'd be honest, you've seen Wes. They saw the trailer and like, that's what Wes looks like. So good stuff. Wes is a great dude. It was my first time meeting him, but you know, he is such a laid back, great guy, always there to help. You know, we got to meet him in his space as well. And he is a really cool dude. And for him to be a part of this, to not only take us out to where this happened, where we had our own wild experiences, he also was very inviting into his world of Washington, which is really cool.
And yeah, it's Sasquatch and the Missing Man is the name of the documentary. Like Joel said, I'll have the link. It'll be the only link in the description to get tickets for it. We, me and Jay got a screening of it over this past weekend.
Yep.
It's epic. I love it.
I really liked it a lot too. And to his comment about the West thing, I kind of had that same thought too. Oh, that's what he looks like.
Yeah, I'd seen a picture of him from tried to sneak into a conference last summer, but I think I talked to you about it. Some kid recognized him.
Yeah, I think.
And got a picture with him out there on the West Coast.
Shoot, I mean, his voice you can pick out, but never visually, no.
But, to the West part of the documentary, that's the best telling I've ever heard of his encounter in this documentary. And, like, you know, we're not going to spoil a lot for it, because you guys should all go watch it. But to go out and just hear him explain and to see his face and react, like, I don't know, it gives you a whole nother level than just hearing it off off a podcast, off the radio.
Yeah, for sure. And I think and you'll see it in the film for the people that are going to see it here coming out, you're going to see his, you know, angst and a little bit of worry being out there. He didn't really want to go back there, but he said if he did, it would only be during the daytime. He would not go out with us at night. And he, even being there, really, you know, caused some anxiety for him to be there. And you'll see that on the film. The good thing is we do have some actors that act out what happened too. So it gives a nice segue in between what he's talking about. So you get a good visual representation of not only the area that he's there, but also, you know, what happened that night, which I think is really cool. And that sets the tone for the rest of the film. And we had a blast doing it. We had some really crazy and wild stuff. And by the way, for everyone listening, Justin is a part of this film. Yes, Justin was brought in as the biologist that he is. And this is to those couple trolls out there who think Justin's not a real biologist. And I know you've broken this down for them before, but I'm going to break it down for them again, because it's always nice having an outside person to come in and reiterate. A biologist is a job. So when you are a biologist, you are working a job as a biologist. Justin has all the schooling to be a biologist because he was a former biologist. So it's nice having Justin as part of this Merkle Media fold, extended family that we have. When we have weird things happen, we catch it on camera. We're always out in the field, and the first thing that comes up is, well, we got to get this back to Justin so he can review it, so Justin can tell us what he thinks this could be in the animal kingdom, because that's what we want to rule out first, or at least in this case, we're not going to tell everybody what it is, but there is something that happens that we caught on camera, and we wanted Justin to be able to differentiate what it could possibly be, and also the climate involved and the area that it's involved in and the topography. So him being able to break that down with this said incident still left us with a lot of questions. So I think that was a good thing, because, you know, you did give us some sort of solution, but then you were also like, but some of these things don't add up. So this also leaves it in this realm of the weird, which I think people are going to be fascinated to see something we caught on camera, and they'll get to see Justin England, Mr. E, break down what this is from a biological standpoint. So yes, Justin is a biologist. For anyone listening that wants to hate, come hate on me, because I'll break you down.
No, thank you. And it was, I can't tell you how honored I was to be a part of it, especially like watching it. I got, you know, you guys sent it to us early, and seeing Tony and you guys go, you know, we should show this to Justin. And they're like, you know, he's like, he's our biologist buddy out, you know, back in the,
yeah.
Just to be like, wow, I'm super honored. So thank you guys for considering me. And it was a lot of fun.
By the way, Tony always refers to you as his biologist on deck. So anytime that we're in a situation anywhere, and we've been all across the U.S., anytime something weird happens and we catch it on camera, he's like, don't worry about it. We got a biologist back home. We'll have him take a look at it. So you're like his go-to with anything weird, because he's like, well, I mean, he can tell us if this is something that's from a biological standpoint that is easy to be defined. And sometimes it's not. Right. And in this case, it definitely had some characteristics of something. But then again, timing, again, topography, all these things come into play. And with what was going on at that time, a high level of strangeness that was happening all around us, it still leaves this big gray area of,
that's,
you know,
the big one, yeah,
what it actually was.
I mean, yeah. I was just going to say, just to all of our 23 listeners out there on YouTube, that
don't pick a fight.
Even Tony Merkle, you know, leans on Mr. E and his biology knowledge for guidance.
We got a bad YouTube comment this morning.
I don't think it was bad.
Not bad. It was just a YouTube comment. Jay's picking the fights.
No, I'm just saying, you know, I just want all of our 23 listeners out there to be, just to know, you know, that's...
We love every one of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, you know they can always pick a fight with me. I encourage it. I know the numbers. These guys do far more than 23 listeners. I can tell you that. They're moving into an upper... Well, I'm letting people know from the outside because you don't have to brag on yourselves. I can brag on you.
Gotcha.
These guys are doing numbers. You have no idea what kind of numbers these guys are doing. They're moving into a stratosphere of some of the top cryptid podcasts in the world. And I'm not talking about just the U.S., the world. So people need to recognize, or I'll just break them down. They can come at me. You know me. I invite all the smoke. You can bring it at me.
So back to this documentary.
Yeah, and sorry.
Like I said, we're not going to go into a lot of detail about anything because you guys, everybody should watch it. I know I'm going to be there long as, you know, the babies are still, you know, doing good and everything. Me and Emily will be there for premiere night watching and everything like that because we were there last time and it was so much fun with the last documentary. And I do want to say they have all been great, right? All the documentaries from the Dogman one to the, you know, the Skinwalker to this one, they've all been great. But you guys can see how much
progression,
improvement.
Yeah.
And they've come, like, it's this most recent one, the Sasquatch and the Missing Man, is like a whole different echelon than anything out there right now. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was something like, you know, I don't know how to even say it. Like I expect to see, you know, it's great. You know how they do it, how you guys were out there filming, how everything unfolded. And it was entertaining the whole, it's about an hour and a half long. It was entertaining the entire time. But I was also excited about the Browns property.
Oh yeah. Cause they don't get too much, airtime at, you know what I mean? It's very limited is what, when you hear their words, you know, hear their accounts, but then to have it visually on their property at the same time while them speaking into the camera, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So how was that? I want to know. I want to know.
I know in the cryptid world, like the Browns property is like this elusive property that's talked about a lot. And, you know, Salish Sasquatch, you know, the classic, people know about it. It was exciting. They're really cool people. I mean, absolutely down to earth, cool people. And when you meet them, you believe them. They're not telling you lies. And to see some of the pictures that they've taken on the property, which is in the film as well. So we do show pictures that are on the property. It was pretty exciting. And to hear them tell it on the property, some of the stuff that happened, because there's a lot of stories that they told us that didn't make the film because it's, you know, it's, you got limited time in a film and you're going to put the best stuff there. But there's a lot of really wild stories. Like they've got their children. One of their children was out playing by the barn and a juvenile walked out and just kind of stood there and was hanging out with their kid for a little bit and then just walked off. And they kind of had this kid interaction, and we heard the kids talk about it too, which is really cool. The dog that they have on the property is very interesting. The dog knows when certain things are going down and won't go past certain parameters because the dog knows there's at least some sort of tribe of Bigfoot that live or walk through the property, because it's very interesting the way that's set up. When you come off the road and you go there, you're like, okay, this is interesting. And there's a bunch of woods in the back, but then it stops and then it drops off all the way around their property into a cow field. And there's no cows in there now. I think they've moved the cows that were there to somewhere else. But the way that this weird little ravine drops off all the way, it almost sort of encompasses the entire property. The way it drops off, a Bigfoot would have an easy time walking behind this ridge that's behind the property because you would never see it. And this ridge also tails out under a bridge into a bigger set of woods. So it's just such an easy access for if Bigfoot wanted to move in and out of the property. And they seem to enjoy it. We did hear some stuff that night. You won't see that on the film, but there was some knocking. There were some weird whoops that were going on. Generally, the Bigfoot stuff happens when you're just chilling out by the fire. That's one thing that they told us. And one thing that we've been starting to implement throughout all our journeys, you know, our upcoming next film after this, which will be early next year, because we have a feature film that comes out in between that, we started doing more of that. It's just existing in the space, not trying to conjure anything up. Not to say that we don't do that from time to time with some methods that we've heard from other people. And you'll see that in this film, where early in the film, we go out there with some devices that have babies crying and different things to try to lure it out. When we had the crazy stuff happen, we were just existing in the space at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, out in the middle of nowhere where this happened to Wes. So that's when all the stuff broke loose, which is pure insanity. I can say one of the things here on air, because it is not in the film, but it's one of the wilder things that happened. It just wasn't documented on film. But Tony and I, while all this craziness was going on, we were out back of the mobile living device. That's the best way I can say it. We're out back of this, and he and I both heard, and I like to use the word felt, a growl like I've never felt before, where I felt like my body vibrated when I heard this growl. And he and I immediately looked at each other and said, man, that sounds and feels like what we've always heard, the classic, you know, infrared or the infrasound.
Yeah.
So the infrasound that can vibrate your body when they, you know, let off any kind of noise or speak. So that did happen to Tony and I. We just didn't have any cameras with us when it happened, because we were kind of split up as a group at the moment. However, we did get a lot of activity on camera. I'd say the majority of it we got on camera, which is great. You get to hear and see that on the film. And I know you guys have watched it, so you can attest to that too.
Yep.
It's absolutely great. Like,
I think the big takeaway of what you just said is, and what I get learned from the film, I guess, is I think something that doesn't get brought up that much is the fact that you get most of your experiences just by being, rather than actively trying to pursue it or to look for it or to record it and find it, lure it out, but just by existing, you know, in the moment, that's when they kind of reveal.
Something like you said during the film, Joel, is that, you know, giving them the advantage definitely helps. And it was, you know, in the once that happened, you know, it's when things start kind of popping off, which is incredibly exciting.
Yeah, and I'm generally the bait in these situations, so I get to have a lot of times the most fun, because they just send me out by myself, which they did in this particular instance. And definitely some weird stuff happened when I went off by myself. Definitely, I was being followed. Something broke off from the main group. Again, this isn't in the film, so I can talk about it. Something broke off from the main group and was running or walking, thumping is a better word for it, parallel to me from the woods. And when I would stop, it would stop. And, you know, I was up close to where the incident happened with Wes by myself. So I was out of the viewpoint of the rest of the crew. I was by myself alone in the woods with whatever this was. So I can tell you this has happened. This isn't the first time it's happened. It happened again. And it tends to happen when we're in these areas of high strangeness. When I break off, so there'll be something that breaks off with me. So again, it is giving them the advantage, because if I'm alone, they know I'm not with everyone else that can help in the situation. And that's why I do like to go off by myself, because it invites whatever to happen. And, you know, I'm not generally too worried with what's going to happen. I'm pretty okay with if I was to, you know, jump in a portal and never come back. That's kind of the, you know, thing with me. You know, this is why I'm there. I want to see the weird stuff. And if there's an opportunity to see it or hear it, I want to get right in the middle of it.
Right. You've already accepted your fate.
I can just see it. I can just see him just disappearing
in a portal and shows up like,
be like, oh yeah, that's it. There goes Joel.
Shows up 15 minutes later with like long hair and a long beard.
I've been gone for 30 years.
Like Jumanji.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing some more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she's decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over the 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Grace loves it. She just gobbles it up. Go check out Badlands Ranch. You can get there at badlandsranch.com/corncrew and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/corncrew today.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I don't know how much we could talk about it, but the second time, you know, Sasquatch and the missing man. So I don't know how much you could share about the missing man part, but that was another fascinating thread of the story.
And that thread of the story just happened naturally.
Yes.
So it, I'll just say this much about it because it'll ruin the narrative of the film if I give too much away, but something happened on the trip that will tie into the missing 411 phenomena. Mm-hmm. And it is a big thread that starts at the beginning and it ends with this. So this was a huge part of the film that initially we didn't think anything about because it wasn't what we thought it was by the end of the shooting, because we were there for, I think, 5 days. And when we started the first day, this kind of built into the end of the week. And then we were like, wow, this is definitely something that has to do with this phenomena of cryptids, Bigfoot, and people going missing. So this will be a major part of the film. And again, we were just there to try to find Bigfoot or whatever weird stuff that was there. And we did find some weird stuff, and this being one of them, an additional piece that is still not been figured out, even though there has been some things come out as of recent that have said that, oh, this is what we think it could be. Mm-hmm. It still hasn't been. And I saw some people online arguing, as they do, but oh, it's been figured out. Like, actually, it hasn't, per police reports. So you'll see that at the end of the film too, where we do that map was, that out at the, end of the film.
So that's what I was like, I cannot believe you kept that secret from us after the year of talking to us about all this stuff. Cause I think the last time we talked about it, you're like, oh, something big and new has happened with it. And I'm like, oh, okay, exciting. I didn't know it was that.
Yeah.
It was, you know, I got to surprise you guys a little bit.
Oh, I was surprised. We definitely were in here. I was like, no, it was, I think Joseph was the, a good way to kind of gauge, you know, from when it was, you know, just something goofy that happened to, as you guys realized, it was more and more serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he was, you know, jokey laughing.
He was highly.
And then he got.
He was highly interested in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you'll see his tone change as the film goes. Yes. And I think he was the most interested in this phenomena. So for him, it was a joke to start with. And then every time as we progressed, he's like, wait a minute, this isn't, wait. And then it just kept building. And by the end, he's like, man, something ain't right. Something's not right.
Right.
And you'll see that on film. You'll see the change of demeanor from early in the film to the end of the film, where it's real, you know, the realization kicks in that something's not right. Mm-hmm. And the fact that something was not right within less than a quarter mile from what happened to Wes. So that's strange. That's strange.
Yeah, Pacific Northwest, people go missing.
Often.
Often.
And yeah. Yeah, the end is definitely, there's a lot that goes down at the end of the film.
And you can see Mr. E's dirty house.
Studio.
the studio, the water bottles, and there was the fish tank that looked like it was a science experiment because the light was so bright.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
No, it's
good stuff, though.
It's a great documentary, and I think it's going to be... I'm excited, not just for this one, but for the new category you guys are working in, the new... Because it's refreshing, you know. We mentioned Small Town Monsters on here a lot. We go to their festival. We know those guys are great. But they've been kind of the only ones really doing this, a similar-ish thing for a long time. So this is very different than anything they've ever done. But it's just nice to have a high-quality production thing also happening in this sphere again. You know, and it's really good. Like I said, the production value has always been great. But since the Dogman one to, you know, the Skinwalker to this, you know, it's gotten so much better. You guys are getting, you know, better all the time, like anything, you know. And this is going to be a hit. I love it. I can't wait. I'm not ending or nothing. I just wanted to say that again.
Gotcha. But
May 5th. So are you guys doing another premiere party with this one? I haven't got a chance to talk to Tony about it.
Absolutely. So if you go to moment.co and you go to sign up for, you'll see it. As a matter of fact, if you want to go directly to it, it's moment.co/Sasquatch. It's super easy. You type that in, it'll take you directly to the film to where you can purchase the tickets. Now, there's different tiers of tickets. Obviously, you can get the one where you're just there for the premiere. You get to watch it. There's another tier, I believe, you can interact. And then there's a third tier where, I'm sorry, it's two tiers. There's a pre-sign-up right now where you can get it for $20. So if you get in within the next, I think, 3 days, and by the time this drops, I think that may be over with, but there's a tier where you can get it for $20, and then there's another tier where it's $25, and I think that's when it gets closer to the film. But there's a tier, I think it's a $35 tier, or sorry, $30 tier. You'll be able to interact with Wes and Tony after the film. So they will be a part of this interview process at the end. So they'll answer questions from people. I don't know how long it's going to be, anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, but it'll be those guys, and people love talking to those guys. So they will be there to talk and answer all the questions and fill in the gaps of the stuff that, you know, happened that wasn't on camera. So that'll be cool. I think that's a really cool $4.99 that you can pay additional to be able to talk to those guys after the film. So it'll move directly into that if you've purchased it.
Yeah.
So Moment is a company that runs everything from Justin Bieber to any indie film that's out right now. They run all the big names. So what they do is they create a live atmosphere. They do it with live concerts, everything else, a live atmosphere to watch a film. And then after the film, you'll be able to interact with people that are a part of the film, talk to them. It's all moderated. It's going to be really fun. So again, I think that if you're going to go spend the money to watch it, you might as well spend a little bit of extra to talk to these guys who are a part of it, who run huge podcasts in their own right, and then get to ask them some cool questions that are, you might not have, you know, seen in the film, or something that you need filled in, and they'll be happy to do that.
And so, yeah, I was going to say, that's worth the price of admission alone just to get the opportunity to talk to both of those guys.
In the same room, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think that's ever even
Tony and Wes are super good friends, but, you know, as far as the public sphere to...
To be able to interact with both of them at the same time.
They only live like 4,000 miles away from each other.
Right, yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
And the good thing about the process of this film was, again, Wes doesn't do this stuff. Right. Wes is, for all intents and purposes, a recluse. He likes it that way. He's not social. It's just like his style of life. He likes to relax and chill out and put out a great podcast, and he does. But he and Tony are really good friends. They have been for years. And Tony had been wanting to do this, and Wes said he'd be glad to be a part of it. So it's an opportunity for people to hear Wes's story on camera and get to see the location. Also, at that location, some wild, crazy stuff happened to us as well. So that place is absolute high strangeness, which, by the way, most national parks, there's a bunch of high strangeness at, if not all. They're all owned by the UN. Too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think we have talked about that together on this show before.
We have.
Yes. I think we definitely have. But like, even the one in here in Ohio,
that is in Ohio. It is not a huge national forest, and there's, you know, dozens of people go missing there every year.
With strange vans parked in the white unmarked, well, no, they're marked, but the UN vans. Yeah.
But, you know, I was there for the last live party, and I'll be there for this one as long as everything goes good. It was so much fun. My question never got picked because I was asking you direct questions that it may be a little too silly. But, yeah, I just like, I think I was asking, like, who does Joel's hair? And, like, all these, like, those questions. And I don't know why mine never got picked.
Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah, I saw him though. I saw him pop up in the feed. So if you're there, you can see him. So it's always a good time. I know the guys from Conspiracy Pilled were saying some really funny stuff too. Yes. So they were really funny. So yeah, no, I think that it's going to be a great time. The film's going to go over really well. I don't have any doubt about that because, again, back to what you said, Justin, nobody in this sphere is doing films like this. And what you meant by that, and you didn't preface it or expound upon, I'll be happy to do that for you. What you mean by that is nobody's tying in the supernatural the way that we are. We're tying it in a way that Sasquatch, Dogman, a lot of these cryptids have these paranormal traits to them, these interdimensional traits to them. And nobody's talking about that. And most people in this field are very flesh and blood when they put out these films. It's The Missing Link or some gibberish. So, and I'm not saying that there's not any validity to a flesh and blood Bigfoot, but at the same time, two things can be the truth at the same time.
Yes.
Bigfoot could be flesh and blood and also interdimensional. So that doesn't mean that these things aren't running parallel to each other, or like you and I've argued that there are Bigfoot that maybe are only flesh and blood, mm-hmm. and there are Bigfoot that are this other thing that we don't know what it is. So there's a lot of gray area there. People have had too many experiences to negate the fact that there are paranormal, extraterrestrial, or interdimensional aspects to Bigfoot. It's just too many out there to just negate it and say it doesn't exist, even though there are some, I know everything because I've been saying Bigfoot is just flesh and blood for 40 years. And if you say anything else, then I'm going to tell you off and I'm going to say you ain't nothing. You get those guys. And the sad thing is those guys always talk about evolution, but their minds have never evolved. That's the funny part about it. So they have clearly stopped and regressed and de-evolved from what they should have done because there's too much evidence out there, at least from people who have had these experiences, to say that that doesn't exist. We are happy to provide that format for you in the form of film, because we will talk about interdimensional, we'll talk about the fae, we'll talk about things slipping in and out of reality as a part of this, because we know that there is a bigger spiritual world that's all around us that is connected to these things, even if they are flesh and blood. So we have to start opening our minds to that. Hey, the government has. They came out recently and talked about interdimensional beings, interdimensional UFOs. It's not from outer space. It's interdimensional. So if they're saying this at congressional hearings, well, you got to give some validity to it, even if they're trying to control the narrative of it, right?
No,
so
I
don't
believe
we
it.
Do
Alex
know.
Right again. He was.
But yeah. I totally agree with you, Justin. I think that's the fun part about these films, is being able to explore this other aspect of it. Because even Wes, when he first started out, he was very flesh and blood. And then he changed over time, especially when he gets back and he reviews what happened to him, especially the small juvenile Bigfoot. You know, to hear him tell it and talk about the way it was glitching on the tree, it didn't seem right. It was awful. Yeah, and he said, thinking about it now, it wasn't just hanging from a tree like a monkey. It was glitching all around the tree. That seems very paranormal. Yeah. That seems like something that's moving out in and out of different dimensions. You know, quantum physics, you know, you got to start exploring that part of it too. So I think we're more than happy to provide that for people that are willing to explore that. And if you don't believe any of it, you can watch it, enjoy the film, and say, hey, it's a great fictional piece of work.
And, you know, we're there with you. That I think I started the same as probably Wes did. You know, I started very much flesh and blood. And then we talked to people that I 100% believe, but they had like the Bigfoot walk off the cliff and then, you know, that they like cartoon style.
Well, I think it's like any pursuit of knowledge into any subject, no matter what it is.
You're going to change over time.
Yeah. The more you get into it, you realize there's way more details and nuances. Doesn't matter what it is, whether it's Bigfoot or, I don't know, rebuilding car engines. You realize there's a lot of little things that generally people, you know, general public has no clue about. Until you really dig into it, you won't find these things.
And I think that's well said. So I'll make it easy for everybody at home. It'll be the only link in the description below. It'll be the only link. I know me and Emily are going to be there as long as everything's good. I'm assuming Jay's going to be there for the watch party as well.
Yeah.
He may even be back up here in Ronald McDonald Studios for that. And we'll have like popcorn and all kinds of stuff. And we'll maybe have a mud wrestling fight after.
Ooh, okay. Maybe it's some Turkish oil wrestling.
Turkish oil wrestling. That's a lot of Turkish oil.
We're lucky.
That's a lot of Turkish oil. But Joel.
Well, you might as well really go all out and do some sumo wrestling too, because that is what Jay loves.
You
wouldn't
stand a chance. You'd be surprised.
It's all about size.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
There's your first mistake.
I'll tell you what, the next live show we do, me and you are going to sumo wrestle in a baby pool.
Just don't, you better not dodge me on the tachi eye on the initial charge.
I'm not
going
to dodge you. I'm just going to let you hit me and then I'm going to pick you up and throw you like I used to. With all kinds of people.
With me. You never throw me.
I threw somebody at a bar a long time ago.
See, that's the trick with me. You got to catch me first.
I've heard this story.
If you're going to just charge me, I'm going to catch you.
I'm slippery. Squirrely.
Yeah, greasy is the
word. You know the guys that jump up in the comments and they're like, I know that reference. Like whenever you said that, throwing the guy out of the bar, I was like, I know that reference. I know that. I've heard that story.
It's been bad. I used to be, But greasy. Joel, thank you for coming on and sharing. It's always so much fun. We'll have to have you up for a zoo day soon once you get back from DC. Because me and Emily.
I've got to do the Toledo Zoo. I know Christina and I've been talking about it a while, so we definitely want to do this Toledo Zoo. You've been hyping it up for so long, and I love the Cincinnati Zoo, so you're ready to like blow our minds. That's what you've been telling
us. It's a good zoo. It's only probably about five times the size of Cincinnati Zoo.
Hyping up the zoo.
But Joel, thank you. You know how we like to end it here on the count of three. We'll all scream bye and then the outro will play. Are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Bye.
Bye.
Sasquatch.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the Jake clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye!
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.